This next round is going to deal with the idea that when we look at our debt, it reminds us of this feeling or belief that what we're doing is not enough. So I want you to say out loud, whatever I do, it's just not enough. And really be honest, on a scale of 1 to 10, how true does that feel? And what feelings does it bring up? What emotions are associated with that? And really note them down. This is really important. And so karate chop point, even though I hate looking at my debt, because it reminds me that whatever I do, it's just not enough. It feels like I can never win. I accept who I am and how I feel about it. Even though I hate looking at my debt, it reminds me that I just can't win. I accept all my feelings about this. Even though I hate looking at my debt, I hate being reminded that whatever I do, it's just not enough. I profoundly love and accept myself anyway. Eyebrow point, I hate this. Side of the eye, I can never win. Under the eye, never get a break. Under the nose, whatever I do, it's never enough. Chin point, maybe I'm not enough. Collarbone point, I feel so powerless. Under the arm, whatever I do, it's not enough. Top of the head, it feels like I'm just not enough. Eyebrow point, I mustn't be because I keep falling short. Side of the eye, I mustn't be enough. Under the eye, there it is, proof in black and white. Under the nose, in dollars and cents, my debt shows the truth. Chin point, I'm not enough. I just can't make it work. Collarbone point, I mustn't be doing it right. Under the arm, I'm just not enough. Top of the head, this old belief in programming that I'm just not enough. What I do is not enough. Eyebrow point, this feels so heavy. Side of the eye, it's so frustrating. Under the eye, it's so depressing. Under the nose, this heavy feeling that I'm not enough. Chin point, this old deep feeling that I'm not enough. Collarbone point, what I do just isn't enough. Under the arm, it feels so heavy. Top of the head, all of these feelings that what I do is not enough. Take a nice deep breath and measure how you're feeling now, and especially what comes up, feelings, emotions, memories, events. Take a minute to write these down, because some important issues that are personal to you may have come up, and you want to tap on those as far as whatever the past events were, or the beliefs or people's voices in your head coming up. You want to tap on all those issues because it's going to help you to break out of the past patterns. Again, when we do this kind of tapping, we're really stirring things up, and that's exactly what we want, because when we find these issues, we can tap on them. It's a good thing. This next round is going to be a lot of positives brought in to this old programming that I'm not enough, because this often is attached to our debt. Even though we're going to do some more of this work later in the program, it's really important to start bringing it in now when we tune into our debt. We're going to do a lot on Karate Chop Point. Even though I still hate looking at my debt, it reminds me that what I'm doing is not enough. I choose to somehow feel calm about this and just let some of this go. I'm proud I'm taking empowered steps, honorable steps in addressing my debt. I commit to increasing my self-worth and watching the increase in my net worth. What if I could just recognize that I was born with intrinsic value, great potential? We all are. If everyone has untapped potential, that means I do. I am now rewriting any old programming with a new understanding and belief in myself. And as I do this, I am opening myself up to a higher level of abundance. I honor the value of me. I honor the value of my time. I honor the value of my contribution to this world. And as I do this, I open myself up to a higher level of abundance. Eyebrow point. This debt reminds me I'm not enough. Side of the eye. What if I am enough? Under the eye, what if this is just my old programming? Under the nose, who taught me that I'm not enough in the first place? Chin point, I wonder where I learned to not value me. Collarbone point, I wonder when I started to not value my time. Under the arm, I commit to rewriting this old programming. Top of the head, I commit to increasing my self-worth. Eyebrow point, and I will enjoy watching the increase in my net worth. Side of the eye, what if I could just recognize that I have intrinsic value? Under the eye, we were just born that way. Under the nose, I must have untapped potential. Chin point, everyone does. Collarbone point, I'm now rewriting old programming. Under the arm, with a new understanding and belief in myself. Top of the head, And as I do this, I am opening myself up to a higher level of abundance. Eyebrow point. I honor the value of me. Side of the eye. I honor the value of my time. Under the eye. I honor the value of my contribution. Under the nose. To other people. Chin point. My contribution to this world. Collarbone point. I'm meant to be here. Under the arm. I am unique and the world needs what I have to offer. I am unique and the world needs what I have to offer. Top of the head. I love doing this and opening myself up to abundance. Take a nice deep breath. Some really important words in there. We've said several times, honoring the value of ourselves, our time, our contribution. This is directly reflected in your financial situation. So the more you commit to honoring you, changes will show up in your finances. Exactly as we said, you will open yourself up to more abundance. Really important words.